Parashat Lech Lecha, find at the end of the parasha the mitzvah of Milah. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, Vahi Avram, Vahiyeh Tamim. Hitalech Levanai Vahiyeh Tamim. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Vahiyeh Tamim. Ve'etna Beriti Beni Uvenecha. Ani Hine Beriti Itach. Vahakimoti Et Beriti Beni Uvenecha. Uven Zaracha Acharecha Ledorotam Livrit Olam. Ve'ata et beriti tishmor, ata v'zaracha acharech ledorotam. Zot beriti asher tishmeru, himol lachem kol zachar, unmaltem et besar orlatchem, ve'ya le'ot berit beni uvenechem, uven shemonat yamim himol lachem kol zachar, ledorotechem, yelid bait, himol yelid, ve'ya beriti bibsarchem, livrit olam, ve'arel zachar asher lo himol et besar orlato, ונחרטה הנפש ההיא מעמה את בריתי הפר. That's the text of the Pesukim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving a tzivui to Avram to mal himself and his children and all those that are born in his house, the Yelid HaBayit. Mitzvah and Zof, ונחרטה הנפש ההיא מעמה את בריתי הפר. That is karet. If you know, the one who does not mekayem the mitzvah of milah is chayav karet. We know that this mitzvah of milah is very chashuv, mitzvah chashuva, and it's chamur. It's very chamur in lahalacha, like the pasuk ended off, v'nichrita hanefesh ahi, that chayav karet, if someone is not mekayem the mitzvah of milah. There's two mitzvot that says that are chayav karet, if you're not mekayim the mitzvah. One is Korban Pesach, and the other one is Mila. Another thing we find in Mila is that it's nichrat aleha yud gimel beritot. 13 times it says the word berit, there was a treaty, kritat berit, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avraham Avinu on this mitzvah of Mila. Another thing, the Chazal Doresh, from the pasuk im lo beriti yomam v'alayla chukot shamayim v'aretz lo samti, that it's the pasuk is referring to the mitzvah of milah im lo beriti, then chukot shamayim v'aretz lo samti. The world is kayam. The world is standing only b'zchut the mitzvah of milah. Before we go into the halachot of milah. I'd like to explain the mitziut, the exact mitzvah. People that want to learn exactly what's going on, they want to see a few times is not enough to understand exactly what is being done. You have to first know the mitziut of what it's about. What is the mitziut of the mitzvah? There's two parts to the mitzvah. There's two skins that are covering the atara, an outer skin and an inner skin. The outer skin is called the Or HaOlah, that's covering the atara, and that the mitzvah is to remove that skin entirely from the body. And the inner skin is called the Or HaPriyah, it's also covering the atara, and the mitzvah on that skin is to reveal the atara from that skin. Hold it down in a way that it won't come back up. And the mitzvah of removing the outer skin, the Or HaOlah, is learned out from the pasuk Himol Lachem Kol Zachar Unmaltem Et Besar Olatchem, like we mentioned before. The mitzvah of Priyah, which is the inner skin, the Or HaPenimi, that is a machloket where it's learned out from. The Yerushalmi says it's learned out from this, from the pasuk over here. Pasuk says himol yimol. Pasuk doubles the word himol, himol yimol. So the Yerushalmi's Doresh, himol is kan lemila, himol is priya. But the Gemara Yevamot clearly says that we learn that from somewhere else. We learn that from Yehoshua. Tosfot explains really it's halacha leMoshe miSinai, and Yehoshua came and said that it's really a smachta from a pasuk. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Asel lecha chorvot tzurim, v'shuv mol et b'nei Yisrael shenit." We find another machloket, if Avraham Avinu had the mitzvah of Priya at all. Rashi brings at the end of the parasha, the Midrash, The pasuk says, "Vayikach Avraham, ayamolet besar olatam." Avraham behimolo besar olato, veYishmael beno behimolo et besar olato. The midrash is medayek that by Yishmael it says behimolo et besar olato. By Avraham it says behimolo besar olato. Why does it say et by Yishmael and not by Avraham? Because Yishmael had the mitzvah of priyah, and the et is coming to be marbe the mitzvah of priyah. But Avraham, because he was old and it was already stretched the skin, therefore he did not have the mitzvah of priyah. So you see clearly the midrash holds that Avraham had the mitzvah of priyah, but it wasn't relevant for him because the skin was stretched already. The Gemara in Yevamot clearly says, "Amarav lo nitna priyat milah Avraham avinu." He did not have the tzivui. He did not have the mitzvah of priyah. Where is priyah learned that from? The Gemara continues to say that it's learned that from Yehoshua, like we mentioned earlier. So you could say that these two things depend on one another. If you hold that Avraham had a tzivui of priyah, so we can learn out priyah from Avraham Avinu. But if you hold that he did not have the tzivui, then we must say that it's learned that from Yehoshua. There's a famous question that's asked on the whole inyan of the mitzvah of milad from Avraham Avinu. We know the Gemara tells us, it's a midrash, that Avraham Avinu was mkayem kol haTorah kula kodem shenitna. He was mkayem all the mitzvot before, even though he didn't have a tivui, even though there was no netina yet. In that case, why did Avraham Avinu wait till he was so old, till he got a tivui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do brit mila? Why was he not mkayem the mitzvah before? There's many tirutim, many answers given to this question. We'll mention a few of them. The Re'em says that the Gemara tells us gadol ha-mutuve ve'oseh mimi she'eno mutuve ve'oseh, that one who has a tzivui and does the mitzvah has greater schar, greater payment la'atid lavo, than from one who is eno mutuve ve'oseh. And the reason for that is the Mefarshim explain, because the Yetzer Hara works more on someone who has a tzivui, someone who has a mitzvah. Someone that doesn't have the mitzvah, the Yetzer Hara doesn't work as hard. So therefore, unlike other mitzvot, Avraham Avinu was able to be mekayem even before he might have a tzivui. Because he could still be mekayem after, but Brit Milah, if he would do it, it's an action which is done once, and if it's done once, he cannot do it again. Maybe Avraham Avinu saw that he might have a tzivui one day. So therefore he was not mekayem the mitzvah earlier. Another tirutz, the Panim Yafot, the Baal Hafla, says that before the tzivui is a problem to do the brit on himself. Because a ben Noach is not allowed to be chovel ba'atzmo, he's not allowed to cause himself chavalah, that blood should come out. Like we find in last week's parasha, Parashat Noach, Pasuk says, Va'ach et dimchem lenafshotechem edrosh. Rashi brings down that we learn from here that Ben Noach is not allowed to be chovel, not allowed to cause hotza'at dam. So before the tzivui, there's a problem of chavalah. But after the tzivui, it's chavalah b'makom mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, there's no problem with chavalah. But you could ask on this pshat, because Tosafot says in Yevamot that even though lo nitztava Avraham Avinu ala priyah, still he was para milato. Still, even though he did not have the mitzvah of priyah, still he did it. Because, like we said, the other Gemara says that Avraham was mekayem kol haTorah kula even before he had the tzivui. So, although he had the tzivui on milah and not on priyah, he was mekayem priyah. But lefi the Panim Yafot, it's asur for him to do something which is he does not have a mitzvah for. This tirutzim said for this, we won't go into it. The Brisker Rav says at Teretz that before the tzivui, there's no shem arel. The mitzvah of milah is to take away the skin which is called orla, the skin which is called arel. If the person is called an arel before the brit, the mitzvah of the brit is to make him that he's not no longer an arel. But before the mitzvah of brit milah, that skin is just called foreskin. It's not called an arel. So therefore, before the tzivui, it's not possible to be mekayem the mitzvah. Another tirutz they say from the Biskarov, which is brought down by David Salvechik, and also I heard from my Rabbi Pshu David Turchin, that it's not shayach a kritat berit. The only way you can have a treaty is between two people, only when you have two sides or more. And that is only after the tzivui. Before the tzivui, it's between one and himself. And the Brit Milah is not only the action, it's a real treaty which is taking place between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Nimol and those that are there. Like we see, like we mentioned before, the Pesukim Ma'arich on the Inyan of the Kiritat HaBrit between Avraham and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that continues the Olam by every Brit. There's a Kiritat Brit between the Nimol and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and those that are there. That's why we have the minhag to say the psukim of Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim. We say Shema Yisrael, we say Hashem Melech, because there's a kritat berit between Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And the Inyan Milah, the Sipporno also says that it's a signature of a king on his avadim, on the bodies of his avadim, not just on top. It's a stamp on the body of the avadim, and that's the inyan of kabbalat malchut shamayim. Sipporno says laot berit zichron temidi lalechet bidrachav bihiyoto kechotem haadon beavdo, which means that is a signature on the body, which is supposed to be a constant reminder to follow in Hakadosh Baruch Hu's ways. That's the inyan of the kritat berit. And the chelek that every father has in the brit of his son, besides that he's memaneh the mohel shaliach, before the bracha of either his own bracha of lahachniso or the mohel's bracha, is that he actually makes the bracha of lahachniso bebrito shel Avraham Avinu. Because every child is lahachniso bebrito shel Avraham Avinu. This is the kritat brit happening by every brit. That same brit that happened by brito shel Avraham Avinu happens by every bit again. In this bracha of Lachniso, the Gemara tells us in Shabbat, Kuf Lamed Zayin, Tanura Banan Hamal Mevarech Ala Mila, Avi HaBen Mevarech Asher Kidishanu Bemitzvotav Vetzivanu Lachniso Bevrito Shal Avraham Avinu. And the Gemara continues, Ha'omdim Sham Omrim Keshem Sheikh Nasto. And as we find the Machloket HaRishonim, when do we make this bracha? When does the father make the bracha of Lahachniso? The Rashbam, which Tosafot brings a few places, says that this bracha the father makes before the milah. Before the mohel makes his bracha, the father makes the bracha. The reason is because Lahachniso is Lahaba, it's a lashon which is for future. Another reason, Rashbam says, because all the brachot, by all Birkat HaMitzvot, is a general rule that it has to be before the mitzvah, over la'asiyatan. Before the mitzvah, you have to make the bracha, like all other mitzvot. So here too, lahachniso is a birkat ha-mitzvah. Rabbeinu Tam is cholek on the Rashbam, and he says, no, you make the bracha lahachniso after the milah. Because you don't need over la'asiyatan when someone else is doing the mitzvah. The only time you need over la'asiyatan is if one himself is doing the mitzvah, then he has to make the bracha before. But when someone else is doing, we don't need. And the reason is because we're afraid that maybe the person will not be mekayem the mitzvah, maybe his messenger, maybe his shaliach will not be mekayem, and he'll be chozer. And therefore, if you cannot make it before, it'll be a bracha levatala. So therefore, you make it after. And many rishonim, amatmiya, question this whole idea that we have two brachot over here on one mitzvah. You have the bracha from the mohel ala mila, and you have another bracha of lahachniso b'rito shel Avraham Avinu. Where do we find elsewhere that you have two brachot on one mitzvah? We find maybe by Birkat HaTorah there's two brachot we make, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al divrei Torah, and we continue with the bracha of asher v'charvanu. Over there also the Rishonim and the Achronim, the Poskim, talk about it v'arichut. What's the Peshat over here that we have two Berachot on one mitzvah? And because of this, the Rosh in Pesachim, in the back of the Gemara, says that this Beracha really is not a Birkat HaMitzvah. he's coming to argue on the Rashbam that says you make the bracha before. He says, no, this bracha is not the Birkat HaMitzvah. It's Birkat HaShavach. That one is thanking and praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gave him this special mitzvah. And he'll be mekayem this mitzvah next time when it comes to him again, when he has another child, another boy. And Chazal will metaken this bracha over here just to show that we're doing this mitzvah not for any other reason but for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not for Avodah Zarah HaGrizim, and not for Lashem Murna, which is a medical reason. We don't find this concept anywhere else that we should make a bracha to thank Hashem that the next time we'll do this mitzvah if it comes to us again, and to show that we're not doing it for any other reason, for Avodah Zarah or for Refuah. It's an interesting thing that we find special by this mitzvah. The Rosh over there continues, he ends off, that although I'm telling you that it's a Birkat HaShavach, you should still make this bracha after the Mohel makes his bracha, and still you have Ovel Asiyatan, and he's considering it that it is a Birkat HaMitzvah, and therefore you should make it between the mitzvah itself, during the mitzvah, because mal velo para, after the bracha of the mohel, it's mal velo para ki ilo lo mal. We'll explain a little more soon. So we see that at the Rosh, although he starts off saying that it's Birkat HaShavach, he still choshesh, he still wants that you should have, that it should be like a regular Birkat HaMitzvah, that you should have Over L'Asiyatan. But he doesn't want to say that you should make it before, because we're afraid that the mohel won't do his shlichut. But once the mohel already started, we're not afraid of that. Now, if you look in the Rambam in Perek Gimel in Hilchot Milah, the Rambam says, "Hamal mevarech kodem sheyamu, baruch asher kedishanu al hamila." Then, "Va'avi haben mevarech bracha acheret, baruch asher kedishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu l'hachniso b'vrito shel Avraham Avinu." The Rambam continues to explain what's this bracha l'hachniso, shemitzvah ala av lamulet beno, yeter ala mitzvah shemitzuvin kol Yisrael sheyamulu kol arel shebenehen. It is a special, specific mitzvah on the father to make sure to mal his son, to mal his child, more than the mitzvah that all of Klal Yisrael has to make sure that every arel which is among them has a milah. Now, from a dayek in the Lashon HaRambam, the Rambam starts off, Hamal mevarech kodem sheyamul. By the bracha of the mohel, he says, kodem sheyamul. By the bracha of the Avi HaBen, he says, Va'aviyah ben mevarech bracha acheret. He doesn't tell us when he makes the bracha, which would sound like that he makes the bracha after. And so the Kesef Mishnah is medayek in the Rambam that this bracha does not need over l'asiyatan. Why? Because like the Rishonim said, it's a Birkat HaShavach. But the Kesef Mishnah does not say when exactly to make it. Like we see in the Shulchan Aruch, it tells us exactly when to make the bracha. If you look, and the truth is, in the Raivad over here does not argue on the Rambam, but in Perek Gimel Mehlichot Ishut, he says that this bracha of Lahachniso is after the milah. Why? Because before we're afraid that the mohel will be chozer. Over there, he's talking about erusin. Birkat erusin. When do you make the erusin, before or after? And he says over there you make after because we're afraid that someone will back out. So here too, we make the brachot, the bracha of l'hachniso, you make after because we're afraid the mohel will not do his shlichut. So it would sound like that he understands the Rambam here too is saying that. Because if he understood the Rambam holds that he should make before, he should have been a masig on the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber is posek, Siman Resh Samechei, Yorodea, Hamal Mevarech, Va'aviha ben mevarech ben chatichat ha'ola la periyah, make the bracha of l'hachniso. Clearly tells us when to make this bracha. And all the mefarshim explain that Mechaber is coming from the Rosh that we mentioned before, that you cannot make the bracha before. And after, really, it's a Birkat HaShavach, but the Rosh ends off to make right after the chituch ha'ola, because this way you have mal velo parak yilu lo mal, you still have avel l'asiyatan, you still have that the bracha is before the mitzvah. Before the mitzvah is complete. And that's where this mechaber is coming from, that he says to make the bracha between the chatichat ha'orla and the priya. Kach haminhag in most of Klal Yisrael, except for most of the Sfaradim, that make the bracha of l'hachniso before the milah. You could be orer on this minhag at the Gemara's mashma. Gemara we mentioned earlier says that the Aviyah ben is mevarech l'hachniso. The Gemara continues, ha'omdim omrim k'shem shehichnasto, which is mashma shenichnas kevar, that he was already brought into the brit. If you make the bracha before, the child still does not have a brit yet. And also, in the Zohar HaKadosh, says clearly, levatar mevarech l'hachniso, which would be mashma, that the bracha l'hachniso is afterwards. Now, on this minhag that most of the Sfaradim make the bracha before, which needs an explanation, because the mechaber is posek to make the bracha between the chatichat ha'orla and the priya, and nobody argues on that. What's the explanation why most of the Sfaradim go now like that? Now, in Tshuvot Yabia Omer, Chelek Zayin Yoredea Siman Chaf Alef, is ma'arich to explain the pshat in the minhag. He brings many tshuvot from the Achronim. Among them, he brings the tshuvot from the Rambam himself, and from the son of the Rambam, Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam, and brings tshuvot harif, that all say to make the bracha before the milah. And he brings eduyot, from testimonies from the Rambam, that the Rambam himself was chozer b'sof yamav, to make the bracha before. That although the Kesef Mishnah is medayek in the Rambam, like we mentioned earlier, to make the bracha after. But he says that if the Kesef Mishnah would have seen all these other teshuvot from the Rambam and from the son of the Rambam, from the Teshuvot Harif, then he would never have said so in the Rambam. And he would have been posek in Shulchan Aruch to make the bracha before. And that's the reason why we have the minhag, most of the Sfaradim, to make the bracha before. But those that go with this minhag, to make the bracha l'hachniso before, it's kedai to know, to be very careful, that not to make a hefsek, not to make a separation between the bracha l'hachniso and the actual mitzvah, because the whole reason why these rishonim, these poskim hold to make before, is this what you have over l'asiyatan. And if you're going to have a big separation between that bracha and the milah itself, so you're losing yatas charaba hafsedo, you're losing the whole purpose of making over l'asiyatan. So although many mohalim are careful to remind the avi haben, to remind them to make him a shliach before he makes that bracha, it's also good to point out to the father that not to speak or not to be mafsik in anything between the bracha of l'hachniso and the bracha of alamila, and maybe shachianu also, he should not be mafsik till he finishes that. Really, all this is not enough, because many tshuvot that was he brought down the Yabia Omer over there say clearly that the seder of the brit, how it's done, that they bring in the child, the father takes the baby and he makes l'hachniso, which sound like that you make l'hachniso right away, but over there at the end he says that really it's right that this bracha should be the closest possible to the actual mitzvah of the milah, and maybe one should not make this bracha until the baby is already on the sandak's lap, ready for the mohel is ready to do the brit. This way you have the closest of el yasiyatan. You don't have any hefsek. Not only like some people today that we have the minhag to make l'hachniso before you put the baby on kiseh shel Eliyahu, and maybe that's considered l'hachniso, even though it's not the actual brit, but it's l'hachniso and the starting of the brit, because we're putting him on kiseh shel Eliyahu. But still, we should see that if you use a separate chair for the sandak, then this, maybe the sandak should be seated this way, you have less of a hefsek. And even if you use the same one, the sandak should be ready to sit down. This way you have the closest possible. And of course, the mohel has to be fully ready to do the brit. But in this whole minhag, I found a very good ra'ayah to this minhag. Because most of Klal Yisrael makes this bracha l'hachniso after the chituch, like the Machaber says, after chatichat harula and the priya. We can ask a simple question on this minhag. We mentioned in the beginning that there's a machloket if Avraham Avinu had the mitzvah of priya or not. Now, if we understand like the Gemara in, like the Bavli, the Gemara in Yevamot says, lo nitna priyat milah l'Avraham Avinu. So how does it make sense to make the bracha l'hachniso b'rbito shel Avraham Avinu in between the chatichat ha'olah and the priya? And Avraham doesn't even have the mitzvah of priya. This question was asked by the Chatam Sofer in Teshuvot. And he has different tirutim. And he writes himself that not the best tirutim. But if you hold it like this minhag, that you make the bracha before the whole mitzvah. So the bracha is clearly going on the milah itself. Even though Avraham Avinu did not have priya, but you could definitely say l'hachniso b'brito shel Avraham Avinu is going on the milah, not on the priya. Just to end off, that there's many different parts of the brit that over the generations were weakened, which we're not going to go into all the paratim now. But if we're careful and be mekayem all the paratim of the actual kiyum ha-mitzvah, and especially this part, like we spoke about, that the only part that the father really has in the brit of his son is the bracha l'hachniso, then of course we'll be zochet the bracha that everybody says k'shem shenichnas, k'shem shichnasto l'brit, ken yikanes l'tura l'chupa l'mitzvot ul'ma'asim tovim, that the idea that we do this brit like the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do and all of its pratim, thereby we're machnis the child, the baby, to brito shel Avraham Avinu mamash, like the kritat brit that was between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avraham Avinu is happening again. And with that, we zochet to raise a child easy to be tzaddik, tamid chacham, and to see children and grandchildren oskim haTorah u'mitzvot.